or is it comprised of the consortium of LEAs? I think that really is the question. And at this point, I don't know what your definition of the intermediate school district is. If it falls within our definition of a consortium of LEAs, then I would say yes. It really depends on how your intermediate school district is comprised of the local education agencies. Yep, and that's the same. And the CPP is the competitive preference priority. That is one of the things that I explained a little bit earlier. That is how you obtain specific additional points that's focused on a particular area that oftentimes we as the granting organization, it might be a particular area that we have an interest in. So in the interest of high need local education agencies, this notion of cross sector, cross program coordination, or the notion of a regional approach. So those are all three areas that we have an interest in. And so the idea is to provide additional points for applicants who may want to be in that area. We also have a question around, are state education agencies eligible to apply? The key applicant here are local education agencies. The SEA may be a part of the application, but the lead organization needs to be the local education agency or consortia of local education agencies. The SEAs can definitely collaborate with it. And for implementation, So should the money be used in year one or over several years? Essentially, what applicants typically do is they apply for or they exemplify a budget for the first year. You also have the ability to essentially provide the additional years, your outlaying years, but you would be awarded for that first year of your application. And then subsequent years, depending on the availability of funds, you would be awarded, depending on the availability of funds and substantial progress, you would be awarded the subsequent amount that you placed in your application. But the actual amount that you would receive would be that first year requested amount if all of the funding that you placed in your budget were allowable costs. Hopefully that answered several of the questions that you had. Definition of high need. So if you look at Title I districts, from low-income backgrounds, and there should be an additional definition of high need that's in there. But at a minimum, you know, you want to think about those Title I districts. Hopefully that will give you a little bit more information around what high need is. So make sure that you look in the application around the percentage that should be available for those high need districts that you would include.